If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline by dialing 988 or visiting suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
To another episode of the Old Guy Metal Cast, but we can let's lynch the landlord. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, joined as always by Sir Robert of Blades, Mr. Bobby fucking Blades.
I'm gay, motherfucker.
What's up? Oh shit, and I immediately recognized that lyric, so I know where you're going.
There you go. It's Saturday afternoon. We've waked. We've baked. We're here to talk some shit. Here to chill out. Maybe have a special guest halfway through.
Yeah,
we don't know. He was messaging me last night. He was really drunk, so I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what's happening yet. We'll figure that out soon.
Yeah, whatever. We'll do it on the fly. If not, whatever. But let's start off with some shit. Basically, like one thing that we have, and we'll freestyle it. The birthplace of heavy metal pub is given listed status. The pub is the birthplace of heavy metal. It's where Black Sabbath played their first gig, and it's been given grade 2 listed status. It's called The Crown. It's on Station Street in Birmingham. And I guess it was under threat. So that's pretty cool.
Under threat of what?
Concerns follow news that nearby the Electric, believed to be England's oldest working cinema, would close. A movie placing a question mark over the future of that part of the city.
Oh,
okay. So like if that thing would close, then this could close. The advice on that, they've been listed at the Department of Culture, Media, and Sports.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
Oh, yeah. The venue was thought to have opened in 1876. Closed in 2014 after being bought by a Japanese development company. It's remained derelict after a project to restore it as a live music venue failed. Wow. So, there you go. This is interesting. The Crown hosted local acts that went on to become household names, including Led Zeppelin and UB40. The first and last time those two will be mentioned in the same breath.
Red wine. Going back to last week.
My dad loves that shit. He loves UB40. So Black Sabbath, then known as Earth, performed their first gig at Henry's Blues House upstairs.
Fucking A, dude.
So there you go, man. Pretty cool.
That's fucking crazy.
Wow. To me, shit like that's cool. Like, you go to a place and, you know, whatever bands have played there, you know, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, it's got some history to it.
We played a venue once that Wesley Willis played at, and we're like, what? Like, they were just... All these other bands played there, too, but we were just freaking out about Wesley Willis, and they're like, yeah, but like these other bands played here. I'm like, yeah, but Wesley Willis played here.
Am I going to catch flack for not knowing who that is?
Probably not. No, not really.
Okay.
He's this crazy dude from Chicago. He's dead now. He's the Rock and Roll McDonald's guy. That's how everybody knows him. Uh-huh. You don't know that song?
Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Nope. I don't know that.
He was this homeless guy who had mental issues and would bonk everybody on the head when he met him, to the point where he had this big fucking, like, you know, thing on his head. But he'd have a keyboard, and he would do, like, you know how those, like, a built-in songs?
Yeah.
On a key, kind of.
Like the like demo
you could
song,
hit a song, and then you could, like, press a key, and it would, like, play it in that key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you could do little fills. Like, that's all his songs were.
Oh, I had a keyboard like that when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah. And they'd all end with, like, weird slogans, you know? Like, rock over London, rock on Chicago. Jiffy Lube. The whatever, you know? Like, it would always be, like, commercial things at the end.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, Wesley Willis, man. He was fucking awesome.
Now I'm going to have to go look that guy up on YouTube or something, see if there's anything there.
I'm sure there's definitely docs about him.
Oh, shit. That's wild, man.
It'd be like, rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
Things that do not go together, and he just throws them all together like in a fucking word salad there.
Yeah, there was a typical structure to it. It's like at the end, there would be like a slogan, you know?
Oh, okay.
I don't know, whatever else, you know? I don't know, we do KFC, finger looking good. I was trying to think of like any kind of famous slogan, you know?
I'm loving it. Or some shit like that.
Might have been before that.
Yeah, probably was. That's more recent. That's like maybe 20 years old now, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. But it's funny because like things in America don't have real history to them. You know, they do, but they're like on this. We have this kind of different view of history than places that are actually old, you know?
Yeah. Well, America's got some fucked up history to it. Like, history of like the witch trials and history of slavery, like fucked up history, you know?
You know, like in my state, if you find a building that's like 200 years old, it's like, holy fuck, you know? You stand there, you're like, God damn, 200 years, that ain't shit, you know? And like in so many places, that's nothing, you know?
Yeah.
Like I was watching this thing about this little town in China. Maybe I sent it to you. I don't know.
Oh, you probably did like the narrow. Yeah, I watched that.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that place fucking crazy?
It's wild, man. I'd like to live there.
But what are they like? Oh, you know, it's like 1,200 years old or something, or maybe more than that, wasn't it?
It's in between two mountains, right? From what I saw, it's fucking crazy.
But I'm saying like places like that have like actual history, you know, even England. I mean, right? I mean, you go to something like, oh yeah, this is in like 1400 fucking
oh yeah
shit, man.
Well, a lot of their shit is still standing, like even though it's kind of in ruins, it's still standing, and like they, you know, try to maintain the upkeep of it, whereas in America you just tear shit down and build something over it.
Yeah, except for fucking except for cemeteries, and I don't understand why. That's long been a thing for me, man. Like, what a waste of space.
Well, then you have like a poltergeist situation or something. You know, you build condos on a cemetery, consecrated ground and shit.
Like, you shouldn't be able to even have your fucking dumb corpse buried. You know, it shouldn't even be an option, dude. Just take, everybody gets fucking turned to ashes, and we throw the ashes somewhere, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, didn't we talk about that like a couple years ago? We were just like, burn all the bodies. Why the fuck are you going to bury somebody in the ground?
Are we going to view the ground at which dead bodies are as sacred ground forever? We're just going to keep like, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to keep doing that. Nothing can be on top of it. At least put a golf course on top of it. You know? And you can have a thing at the front that says, you know, like, oh, here's all the fuckers who are buried under this beautiful golf course.
You're now standing on fucking the body of some famous person.
Like, please, you know, take a moment of silence and then enjoy your day on the links, you know, like.
Please do not piss or shit inside of the green.
The idea that we're going to just set aside land for eternity for all these dead people is so fucking dumb.
Yeah, so it's much like I don't know, like I could see back in the days where they did like, you know, the Viking funerals and bodily cremation. They did that because there were so many dead people. It was just rotting flesh causing disease everywhere, like after all the battles and shit. But
I mean, it's pretty whack to like send it out in the fucking water, pollute the water with that shit. But
this big flaming raft out on the water. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'd have to, I mean, I don't like it. I think it's dumb, but I think it's better than putting somebody in the ground and be like, you can never do anything here.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I don't believe in burials. I think like I want to be cremated and like just fucking somebody.
I mean, I have a lot of my family members who are buried in the cemetery. And yeah, you know how many times I've went there? Zero. Cause like, why the fuck? I mean, I know some people who do, which I don't know. I'm not gonna lump people in, but I mean, I don't know, dude. I'm gonna travel to a place and sit like on the top of someone's body, like talk to them or something, dude. Like, what's the fucking?
I get it's kind of like a wake where you get the final viewing of a dead body, and
don't get that either.
Supposedly, it's for closure, but I don't believe that. Like, if you wanted to see the person, visit them when they're alive, and then just, you know, say goodbye to them when they're fucking gone. You don't have to look at their dead body.
I've never once been like, oh, you know what I'd really like to do? I'd really like to look at their body first before they put them in the ground. Like, I never once, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking unsettling. I thought that as a kid. I think that as an adult.
It's disturbing.
I don't want to see it, dude. Just
first, don't want to see it. First and last wake I went to was my grandmother's, and that shit was disturbing. I thought I saw her eyes open. I thought I saw her moving, and I was like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. This is weird.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Did you eat mushrooms before you went?
No, man. I just got a wild imagination. I was like fucking 13 or 14, man.
I'm just really fucking creative, man.
Shit. Just my mind, you know, it's fucking.
But the idea too, it's like, do you want somebody to take your loved one's body and just put it in an oven until it turns to ash? Or do you want someone to like clean and bathe their dead body and like pull out fucking organs and like sew their eyes shut? And you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Like, yeah.
Like, dude, I don't. So
we're still kind of rolling with that ancient Egyptian kind of thing where it's like, let's preserve the bodies because the bodies are the house for the soul in the afterlife, and so if your body is destroyed, you can never return to this earth or some shit like that. I don't know, it's weird.
The Egyptians were fucking smart. They'd have told us what the pyramids are for,
right? But I've been watching a show where they're talking about like the pyramids actually predate the Egyptian civilization, so like they weren't even the ones who fucking built it.
I've been into that this week as well. Yeah. That they actually like put that Sphinx head, because like the head on the Sphinx is so small compared to the body.
Yeah. Well, it used to be bigger.
Well, yeah, I know, but it still never would. It never made sense for how big the body is.
Mm-hmm.
Like the belief is that there was like a lion head, like a giant lion head on it at some time. And then that the Egyptians like inherited the thing, and they're like, well, let's put a head on there. And they put, you know.
Yeah. There's so many things. Like, supposedly they found a hidden chamber at the top of the head where you can only a single body can fit through. So like maybe there's some kind of secret inside of the Sphinx or something. I don't know.
I hadn't heard that, but
yeah.
Did you verify that?
I didn't look it up, but the show that I was watching, for anybody who's listening, if you check out the Y-Files, check out, you know, the pyramids and the Sphinx, and he talks about that on the show there.
There you go. That shit's fascinating, obviously.
It is. Cause
especially when you look at, like, you're like, oh, yeah, no, those people, that it would be way too old for them. We wouldn't know how they made them and shit. Like, it wasn't actually them. It was people even before that.
Right. Supposedly the earth has been destroyed like several times already, or civilization itself has been destroyed several times. So we reach a limit and then we fucking die off and then we kind of start over again, which is pretty cool. I think we're at that point, or we're reaching that point. We're really close to it.
I mean, I think there's definitely things that we've probably lost knowledge of, you know, but those fuckers didn't have no planes and shit.
Maybe they had spaceships.
Who's really smart?
We don't know, man, because it only takes, let's see, I think it was something like a few thousand years for everything to be buried, and then it can never be reached again. Like, you'd have to dig down fucking deep. So maybe there's like fucking spacecraft or some weird shit that we haven't even found yet because we're not even looking for it.
You don't think you'd have found that at the bottom of the ocean?
Maybe, but like, there's been floods and water has, like, you know, the ice age and the fucking tectonic plates have moved around so much. It's, I don't know, it's wild. I mean,
think about it, dude. The whole earth flooded when Noah built the ark. I got this, we got a plan to talk about it, but while we're here, I got this bitch on my fucking Facebook.
This bitch.
And she's like, really, all of a sudden into God? Like, I've had this thing I've been doing, and I'm getting confirmed into the Catholic religion, you know, because, like, and I'm just excited to keep growing my relationship with God. And, like, you're a fucking grown ass adult, dude. And you weren't into this, but you got fooled into this at age 40 something. What a fucking mark, dude.
You can feel like when you hit 40, you can kind of feel your own mortality creeping in. And
of course.
It's like, holy shit, I'm so close to death.
If someone
now.
Is like, oh, I'm religious, and it's because, like, they were brought up with it, even though I was sent to a private school for the first couple years, like a Christian school. My grandparents were super religious. I mean, they tried everything they could, and you didn't get me, motherfucker. But I don't blame people who are, like, born and taught this shit by the people they love and trust. I mean, they've been indoctrinated completely, you know?
Yeah.
So if they're like, yeah, I'm religious and shit, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, everybody you loved and trusted told you this bullshit, so now you believe it. But to, like, go your whole life, you know, not, and then at 40 be like, you know, and, like, they even did their wedding. Because, like, her and her husband have been married for, like, I don't know, 20 fucking... They got, like, children that are near adults at this point, you know?
Holy shit.
They're, like, did this ceremony or something to, you know, move their marriage into, you know, their religion. To make their marriage, like, I don't fucking know.
So they were making their marriage more Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, okay. They had some kind of a ceremony to, like, make their marriage recognized by the church or something. They got a pedophile and a dress to show up and do a whole thing, you know?
I'm sorry. That shit just makes me laugh. It's like, we need to be recognized by the church.
Yeah. I'm really excited to continue to grow my relationship with God. It's like, he's... stupid bitch.
Oh, fuck. This is hilarious.
Yeah, I love using this podcast as a way to shit on people on my Facebook and then advertising on my Facebook, knowing that none of them will ever listen.
Yeah.
You know, because they're too involved in their own shit. I mean, why would you want to listen to?
Yeah. Why would you want to listen to something that's got, like, a fucking Baphomet behind us and we're
they, like, would listen to it if they knew that I talk shit on them all the time.
Oh shit. But they don't, so
it becomes a fun little thing, you know?
Yeah.
I've been doing that for years. People had on my Facebook who say dumb shit, and I'll come on here and just run them down. Because, like, I can't, I guess I could do it on their stuff, you know? But, like, whatever. Yeah.
But I don't hang out on Facebook. But whenever somebody said some dumb shit, I would just, like, have, like, a bunch of question marks next to it, and, like, me, you know, that emoji of the guy going scratching his head like he's confused. Like, he just said some stupid,
I mean,
shit.
Even, like, putting, like, a laughing reaction to it would be, it just make it more, like, bullshit, because, like, what is she gonna message you or this or that? It's like, we'll just wait and talk shit on you on my podcast. Right? We'll laugh about you.
I listened to your little podcast there.
Yeah. You know, a bitch like that would sell it a little podcast.
How dare you?
Oh, Henry Rollins said a thing like that, and she's like, "You like women in there talk about your little radio show and your little record, your little tour. It's not fucking little."
Yeah, your little band that played at this little venue and this fucking take your little podcast and shove it up your ass.
People all over the world liked his podcast, you stupid bitch. Wow, that was a good one.
I heard that. That shit came through loud and clear.
People listen to this shit in Iran. Shout out to our boy in Iran. Yeah, Shout out to our boys in Austria and Australia.
Yep.
And Canada and wherever the fuck you guys are.
I haven't looked at the statistics lately for like the different countries, but I definitely want to check that out now to see like who listens where, aside from the places that we already know.
On SCL, I talked to multiple people from Austria and Australia, but Austria as well. Which, like, Australia doesn't surprise me, you know,
no,
as much as Austria, because like those dudes, like, when they talk to me, bless their hearts, they're better at English than I am at German. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that happen? I love it. I love the idea that there's some dude like riding the train in fucking Europe listening to this weird shit, you know?
It's fuck, man, bless them, because they think that we're entertaining and they still enjoy listening to us talk about pretty much nonsense, you know.
I'm like, yeah, that stupid bitch.
He said, did you ever call a cunt a bitch? A bitch a cunt.
You know, when bitches hate being called cunts, dude. That's a fact, bro. But don't allow them to use it as like their word, you know.
Yeah.
Bitches trying to use cunt as like their N-word is absurd.
Yeah, I don't think anything could be as powerful as the N-word unless it was like a Jewish slur or something. You know, that's pretty powerful.
I mean, they call each other bitches, but they don't really call each other cunts.
No, they don't.
That'd be funny. Like, sup, my cunt? If I was a woman, I'd try to, like, fucking claim it, you know?
Dude, I love the British and the Australians for that, because they'll use cunt as, like, just a normal term. Like, you see this cunt over here? Or, you know, I can't do the accent because I'm terrible at it, but, you know.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I like that. And, you know, here it's got a little bit of... You know, for a long time, it still held a little bit of power. Like, if some bitch was freaking out on you or something, you could still, like, you still had cunt there. You could still throw. You still can. Like, American women, like, if they're already heated, especially.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cunt will piss them off.
That, I think that's Cyrax's favorite word, or one of his favorite words, actually.
It's a good word. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. But what can you do? So anyway, yeah, that chick is fucking silly. I should say, who else is on my Facebook that I could make fun of?
See, that's why I don't hang out on Facebook, man, because I see a lot of dumb shit, and I just, like, have the urge to call these people out by name. I'm calling
I don't hang out on there.
No, not hang out, but I mean, you go on there way more often than I do.
Our boy, who was, like, messaging me at, like, 3 in the morning... drunk as fuck, he's got a post from 4 hours ago.
Word.
Oh, he was on a podcast. I wonder if he did that before he passed out or what. That's funny.
Oh, he anyway. was already on a podcast.
I don't know, 4 hours ago he posted about being on a pod, like guesting on some pod.
Oh shit. Okay,
he might be one of those fucking animals who can just like get drunk like that, you know.
Yeah. Maybe. He's I don't know.
Like the fucking Bert Kreischer shit, you know?
Maybe, yeah. Like,
and Mickey Mantle jeans. We just get like drunk as fuck until like 4 or 5 a.m. and then wake up at 8 and like, what's up, dudes?
Yeah. I think that's catching up to Bert now, though. It's
Yeah. Well, it definitely will eventually.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he like 52?
I don't want to like, wake up for this like sober.
Jesus Christ. Jim really loves working with me on this podcast.
No, it's not that. It's just like, I don't want to get out of bed, dude. Saturdays. It's like the first day I can sleep in, and I wake up to a fucking alarm to do this.
I understand.
Granted, I will say we start at noon, so I shouldn't have to have an alarm. But...
No. Like, how late do you want to sleep in?
I was up to like 4.
Oh, okay. That's probably why.
Yeah. I was watching dumbass movies, you know?
We had a
dumb fuck movie double feature here with, like, we watched Orgasmo and Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
So I've heard
it was really stupid.
I've heard of Orgasmo and I've watched Kung Pao.
Kung Pao, I haven't seen in a long time, and I had enjoyed it, dude. My lady's first time seeing it and she was laughing her ass off.
Oh, shit.
That movie's so stupid. Great.
It reminds me, like, Kung Pao reminds me, the silliness of it. MacGruber, where he's, you know, doing with a piece of celery in his ass and fucking, I don't know, just something about it reminds me of MacGruber.
What else was going on in the world this week?
Jimmy Page has a fucking guitar.
Is that so?
Yeah, that double guitar that I sent you a photograph of.
Oh, a new double Gibson.
Yeah. Like,
that's pretty crazy.
Like, aside from collectors, would you actually play that thing? Like, I wouldn't know where to begin and how to play it.
Unless you had some song on stage that you had to do it.
So, all right, clue me in here. Is that so you can play lead and rhythm at the same time? Or, you know, what the fuck's going on with that?
And so you can play 6-string and 12-string without switching instruments.
Oh, okay, I thought it was 2 6-strings, so one is a 12 and one is a 6.
Yeah, boy.
Okay, I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
No, man, yeah. Use the 12-string for the intro. I think he uses that on the intro for their big fucking... What the fuck is it? Stairway to Heaven?
Oh, shit.
Possibly. But yeah, he uses it for like a 12-string intro and then, you know.
Ooh, excuse me. Damn.
No, it's just like a fucking sign of opulence, you know?
Yeah, because I bet it costs a fucking arm, leg, and a kidney.
Well, and like, how much does it fucking weigh?
That too.
Could Jimmy Page even pick that thing up and stand up with it these days? Probably not.
It might weigh about like 14, 15 pounds, I'd say. It looks like it.
I'm like, the older I get, the more I'm like, fuck, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that thing hanging on my neck.
Or the more I want like a light ass guitar, you know.
You gotta get yourself a Warrior.
Are they light?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. It's like 5 or 6 pounds.
Oh, really? Yeah. Why is that?
I think it's the wood. It's definitely not heavy. It's the lightest guitar I have.
Yeah, it's like some of the shit, you know, like my bass, that's a big, heavy fuck. It's like 9-10 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, bass, I think because of the wood that they use, and also it's got a lot more shit to it, you know, like the neck and it's longer. I don't know, man. Basses, they usually weigh about 10 or 11 pounds, I think.
Yeah. Mine's probably 10 pounds. But it's like, you know, I see a lot of dudes in my groups. They're getting older and they're like, you know, what kind of fucking... They don't like to have big, heavy fucking basses and shit anymore.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah, I can feel that.
That and like the constant downsizing of amps, you know?
Yeah.
You always see people like, oh, this is my rig. And they've got like the classic like 810 fucking bass cab, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great. Like a fucking 810 bass cab with a like head on top that's like 7 feet fucking tall. And like so loud, it'll like fucking rattle shits out of your body. Like, that's awesome. But like hauling that shit's fucking lame, dude.
Yeah. Or unless you're in a band, like, what's the purpose of having like 3 or 4 of them? Just like,
not even that. Just one of them is like fucking intense, you know? But yeah, when you play places that,
yeah,
you know, like don't have house PAs, which like that's a lot of places I played over the years. But these young guys, these dudes in there are like, I don't get what everyone's deal is with about carrying big cabinets. And it's like, you will, dude. Like, yeah. I meant like, you will. Just wait.
Yeah, wait till you hit 40. Like, that's usually the age where shit starts to hurt. Like, the aches set in and everything. And you're like, fuck.
It's like, you know, it'll show a drum set and it'll be like, first show. And it's the drum, it's like double kick drums and like 9,000 cymbals and, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like 50th show and it's just like four piece with this, you know? Like every drummer that I knew around here, all the bands, they'd all start off that way. Like the drummer would get some crazy double kick fucking drum set. Never. You should never have two kick drums. It's the shittiest fucking thing. They never sound the same. So like you can never record an album with like that. If you're gonna do double kick, you record an album, you gotta have like a double kick pedal. You know? There's just literally no purpose at all other than looks for the double kick shit.
Yeah, like what bands do concerts with the double kicks like that they're known for? Like does Lars even do that shit for Metallica?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bands that have fucking crews and semis and shit, sure, that's fine. You know, but if you're like traveling around just trying to play shows, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I played a couple of shows with a band that I drummed on. And I was like, I fucking hate this. Like, I like playing drums, you know, in a band. That's cool.
Yeah.
But like playing shows as the drummer fucking sucks, man.
That's a lot of gear, man. That it really is.
I just had like a standard fucking, I think I had a five piece. Yeah, I had a five piece. 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, five piece. And I remember we played this show like out in the middle of goddamn nowhere on a farm at this party. And we played on like a flatbed trailer.
Oh, shit.
And then when we got done, I thought we were all going back. And everyone else was like, no, we're going to fucking stay out here, dude. Well, like, God damn it, dude. So I had to drive back, you know, like, because it was a good like hour, 45 minutes, maybe whatever, away from town. And then go to our practice space by myself at like 2 a.m.
So y'all were going to camp there?
I didn't want to fucking stay there.
Oh, shit.
I don't want to stay anywhere. I want to sleep in my bed every day.
Right. That's exactly right. Yes.
May I never have to sleep anywhere other than my bed again in my life. Which is probably a weird thing, you know, for a lot of people. Like, oh, no, that's me, man. Anyway,
no, I feel it. I
come back to town and I was like, our jam space is like in a fucking subterranean, 15 stairs. I don't know, let's say. So I have to go there by myself at 2 a.m. Like, grab a fucking kick drum, lug that motherfucker down, come back up, grab the next fucking thing. It's like, it was like, you know, 8, 9, 10 fucking trips. Of my fat ass fucking up and down and up and down these fucking steps. It was the worst, man.
God damn.
But even too, like, you know, guitar, you go somewhere, you set up your shit. It's the same, right? Mm-hmm. You know your settings, you have a picture of it or whatever, or written down. So you put it there and you're like, bam, same. When you move your drums and set them up, it's never the same, you know? I suppose like if you're really good and over time you get better at making it that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, all your fucking stands are broken down. All your drums stands are broken down. So you get there and you're like, I don't know, this is about this high or this angle. And you sit down and you're like, I don't know, this is fucking weird, but I guess.
And don't you have to tighten or loosen the drum heads? Like, I don't exactly know how everything works, but like, I think there's like a key to tighten like the snare drum.
Oh, you can tune your fucking drums.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I never did that shit. I had a drummer do it and then leave it.
You're like, you don't
have to do that. It's not a regular drums. Thing you have to do.
Okay, it's not like a guitar then.
Nah.
Dude. All right, that's good.
So anyway, but yeah, playing drums fucking sucks live. Being a vocalist is the way to go.
Yeah, you just carry a mic, right? You don't
have to. I did it for a long time, yeah. And nobody really expects that much of you. And on your way in, if you grab half an amp, you know, you're like, all right, let's do it. And then you disappear. Like, people are like, well, he helped me with my amp.
Lead singer syndrome right there.
Also fucking fat.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, I'm fat. I don't know, fuck you.
And my old teacher, he's a big dude, but he still lugs gear around to his fucking gigs, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, and everything shrinks though. That's my point. I know a lot of my friends now are getting like, you know, because they've got these like Mesa Boogie half stacks and shit, which like just a Mesa Boogie cab, like a 412 cab, weighs as much as like fucking three Peruvian dead hookers, you know? I mean, it's like heavy as fuck. Just the cabin in itself weighs like, you know, 150 pounds. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
Heads are heavy as shit. So a lot of guys, it's like now they're getting like 212s, which, yeah, that's good. That's a way to go.
Yeah, it's kind of
at least you can move. Fucking pick it up, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, there's just no need. Like, I mean, where do you play around here? People play at like this little record store, which obviously doesn't have any, but you don't need that much, you know? Like, a couple of my friends who both play bass in bands, they all have that same, it's like a one, is it a 15 or a 12? Like, line six bass amp, you know? It's just, it's just a fucking easy thing. It's loud as fuck. You're not going to play in a little room around here where you need more than that.
Yeah, not unless you're playing fucking stadiums or something.
Well, if you're playing a big place, then they should have the PA that you can fucking use, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. When we played, you know, we used to play at this place that did have a big ass PA, and our fucking friend's band came in from out of town, and they were like, they didn't even have amps. I was like, these guys are doing the shit right. They showed up with a rack mount, and that's it. You know,
did they like use anyone else's gear?
No, their shit's all like rack mount, man. You know, like it goes directly through the PA and monitors. It's complete like digital fucking amps. There's no amps.
Oh, nice shit. I think that's the way to go.
And yeah, their thing was they only could play places that had, you know, they had demands on what a venue had to have as far as a PA. But still, like, huge, no amps to carry or move or haul. Like, the amount of space they needed was fucking, you know, just for drums and guitars and basses. Like, there's no heads or cabs. It's fucking genius. And I was like, we're living in the fucking past here.
Right.
These guys are all like wireless and no amps. And I've got like a fucking cord covered in tweed fucking plugged into a goddamn tube amp. Like, what the fuck? Now, mine wasn't in a tube amp, but the rest of those fucking guys.
It's pretty fucking
sweet. I always use a solid state half stack, but with microphones fucking up to the speakers, you know, I'm like, we're really living in the fucking past here.
Shit, we're goddamn dinosaurs, man.
There's no point for that shit anymore.
No. I think the last time I recorded something was I have my Marshall code, and I hooked it directly through USB into the computer, and it sounded like I had the amp mic'd up. Like, it sounded that fucking good, you know? And I was like, shit, you don't need all this like crazy little boom stands to mic up an amp. Little practice amp too, fucking kicks ass.
Man, there's a lot of that shit too. It's like,
yeah.
I don't believe in all this shit of amps and, like, you know, there's these, you know, people who are like live and die by tubes.
Right.
You know, like, I used to be in a band with a guy. He had tube amps all the time. He's like, boy, he hated my shit. He hated my half stack because it was just like a solid state shitty PV because I didn't do anything. I used like overdrive into a clean tone. Like, I didn't even use any of this shit. The amp is just giving me a clean tone. That's it. And I'm fucking destroying it from there with pedals. So, it's like, it doesn't matter, man. Like, these guys spend all his time on like, oh, this amp here, this amp. It's like, you know, buying like, and Mesa Boogie heads and shit are great, you know, whatever. But they're buying these heads, you know, these old like double or triple racks and shit for like thousands of dollars and shit. And like, Joe Blow, 99% of people who see your band, they don't know the fucking difference, dude. They don't. They don't know, like, a good sounding, an average sounding, just distorted metal guitar sounds the same to most of those people. The majority of them, 60, 70% of them. The rest of them can't tell the difference between if you got a fucking tube amp or if you've got a modeler, dude. I use fucking digital modeling shit all the time. And it sounds the fucking same, dude. It does. I mean, the difference is like nil, dude, basically, to me, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's,
and to an audience, they definitely don't know the fucking difference. There's Joe Blow is not like, oh, that's a fucking,
yeah,
you know, that's a digital modeling amp. Like, oh, well, like, you know, that's not even a real amp. That's just completely computer. Like, they don't know the fucking difference. It sounds the same. Loud as fuck with drums and shit on top of it.
Yeah. There's too much sound going on. Your brain is not going to be able to separate all that shit.
It's, that shit's for you. You got to admit at some point that shit's for you. You know, I have friends who like they got the latest. Like, this is the thing, you know. Like, I got this new thing, and you're like, okay, they've got like two fucking, they've got different heads linked up together with like things. And like, I got this new fucking, this is gonna be the thing. Like, and they're tweaking it. It just sounds the same. It's like, sounds the same as it did before. It sounds the same. I don't fucking know, dude.
I see a lot of musicians having that, especially the YouTube guitarists. It's just that gear acquisition syndrome where it's like, you're in a room and why do you need fucking three stacks in one room? It's like, what are you doing?
We know this guy who has all those fucking heads. I mean, I don't care naming them. I'm not talking shit. It's just like, we know somebody, I don't know. We got like a million heads and the rest of those dudes will all kind of use them, you know, like Big Peel, like try all these different heads, you know?
Yeah. And
he's like, oh, I'm trying this head and this head. And he's like really trying to dial in what head he's going to use for the next album or the next tour and shit.
Was that at somebody's
place? I don't know. Like, who cares? I mean, like, not who cares, but like, I just don't know. It all sounds the same-ish to most people.
I've never had a tube amp. I've always had solid state ever since I've started. And so,
yeah, because like, I don't believe in the difference. And solid state's great because it's no maintenance. You're never gonna fucking. I had this like PV fucking. What the fuck is it called? PV? Maybe a trip? No, I don't know what it was. It's like a fucking PV head. And I used it. My buddy used it for in his bands and then sold it to me and I used it and it's still sitting there. It still fucking works, dude. That thing has had been doing shows and shit for like 20 years, 25 years, probably.
Goddamn.
Gone goddamn everywhere. And it works. You turn it on and it works. The most I ever had to do is I could start getting a short. You have to like pop the top off, go in and tighten the fucking jack up every 10 years. That's it, dude. You know? How many times do you play a show with somebody who's got tube amps and all of a sudden they turn their amp on and they're like, fuck, what's going on? Like, unscrewing tubes and shit. Mm-hmm. And I just don't believe it, man. I just don't believe that there's that much of a difference. And you can tell, I mean, go online now and look at some of these videos and like, you can't tell the difference a lot of times to me. Maybe a tube amp, you know, with like a fucking Les Paul doing like real rock sound, like tone or blues tone or something. But
yeah,
I don't think so, man.
If you're going to go distortion, like if you're playing metal and you're just rocking through a fucking, I don't think there's a difference between a tube amp and a solid state. If you're just throwing a bunch of distortion and you're hooked up to pedals and everything.
I don't think there's that much of a difference if you're throwing. I mean, I guess the difference is if you're going to like, that's the sound.
Maybe.
Right. Yeah. Like a lot of, you know, my friends, like the sound is kind of like a tube amp cranked up. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a lot of that shit, but I was just trying to explain, like, when I was in bands, like, I'm using the clean tone. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, with like the bass cranked up and shit, like, and then I'm using overdrive in front of it. So it really, like, I really could have had any kind of amp to do get clean tone, you know?
Yeah.
The amp wasn't doing anything other than, like, if you turn off the overdrive pedal, it's just like, you know, it's just like really bassy sounding fucking clean tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any amp can do that shit.
You know what I like about this new generation of amps, though, like the Spark that you have and the code that I've got, it's like you can basically find a tone that you like and download that shit to your amp and use that tone preset. Like if you want the Master of Puppets tone or if you want the fucking Suicidal Tendencies or something.
And I mean, is it perfect? No, but is it close enough?
Oh, like, hell yeah. It's like I downloaded a Deftones preset and I was playing along to it and everything. And that just shit sounds just like it. I was like, holy shit, man.
If you're in a bar band and you're not utilizing that kind of shit, you're out of your goddamn mind. Because some of those songs that have like effects and shit, like Come As You Are.
Yeah.
Comes to mind, like I can just get the come, I can just go bloop, bloop, to the Come As You Are setting,
and then boom, 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 boom.
It sounds exactly, I mean, you know, to me, exactly the same.
You don't need delay pedals or like any of these fucking wah pedals and shit. You just dial in that preset and you're fucking good to go.
Yeah, yeah, and you can get pedals for them too. They have a amp, like a speaker cab for Spark now that just came out. I don't know. It's pretty loud too. I guess it sounds pretty fucking good. People are gigging like small fucking venues with them and shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't know what speakers are in it or anything. They're $300 only too.
There's some things that really crank, like the 25 watt that I have. Like if I was to turn that shit up all the way, it would shake the house. I mean, and that's 25 watts.
Yeah, I always used a half stack when I was in bands playing guitar, but pretty unnecessary unless you're, you know, that's probably why. I mean, it's a large part of why I have fucking tinnitus now. So,
man, you should have wore earplugs.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck.
You're telling me. But we should end this. I have a kind of a hard out today. Got a hard out. Hard on.
I'm kind of hard.
I have the songbird voice of a generation.
Yes, you do.
I don't
do.
See you fucking singing or playing guitar on YouTube.
We didn't even get to Coast, man.
Nah. It seems like he drops a new video like every couple of days.
That's all right. Hall of Fame. I'm going for the Dead Kennedys. I don't know how they weren't in there.
Yeah, because we were doing that punk thing a little while ago.
Yeah, we did do a punk thing, right? It didn't. Somehow they didn't get thrown in. Kennedy's awesome.
Fuck yeah, like, man.
So smart all the way around, too.
Yeah. Like Jello by Afro Man. Fuck. Dude is like, he's incredible. He has been.
Like the fucking, they were down to like, the name is great. Like the logo is great. Like those together on a shirt, people don't even have to know anything. They're like fucking buy that shirt.
Yeah, that was.
I had that shirt back in the day. I had that flag back in the day.
I used to draw the DK symbol on the bottom of my skateboard. I don't know. That's how much I liked it.
Yeah, and just a tremendous band. One of the you know, originators of the fucking West Coast punk sound. So. Yeah. So many good fucking songs. Definitely check them out. Where to start with them, though? That's a tougher question, probably.
They only have like
four fucking albums, so.
Yeah, well, their compilation albums are great. So check out Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death, and that will pretty much fulfill all your needs for them.
That's spot on advice right there. What about you, good sir?
It's funny because we were talking about Jimmy Page and you were talking about Led Zepp and everything, and I decided that I wanted to put in Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they haven't somehow. Tremendous. Because they're just like a boring pick, you know? Yeah, that's why it's taken this long. It's way sexier to be like, you know, for me, like put in Incubus or The Strokes or... fucking, you know, you to put in some death metal bands, Suffocation or something like that.
Right. Cause,
you know,
but it's like Led Zeppelin.
Cause it's like Led Zeppelin. What are you going to say? Right.
If people who don't know that they've heard the name Led Zeppelin before. So
dude, did I not put Suffocation in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, you did. Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think so. I was reading it on the list.
I searched it on my list. It's not there. Internal Bleeding is.
No, Suffocation is on this list. We were talking about like Pierced from Within and fucking Breeding the Spawn and everything. So yeah, it's on here.
God damn it, dude.
When were they put in? Holy shit. They're way back.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't come up on my search. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, do we even do this anymore at this point? It's such a fucking mess.
Like I am missing. I am missing a few things, but I mean, I've got quite a bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, I put them on there too. So it is. We thank you very much for listening, supporting the show. You can hit me up on social media at SuplexCityLimit on Twitter, you know, or the Instagram. That's a good place to find me. I respond to everything. So you want to talk about some shit? You got a beef? Let's do it. You can also listen to me when I say this, man.
Sorry, I had to do that.
check out our other shows on the channel: Suplex City Limits, Flutteration, and Midnight Mass Creature Cast.
That's right. This week, excuse me. This week we've got Species. Thank you, with Naked Natasha Henstridge. So. Listen to the show and hear us talk about all the goodness there.
This is like a fucking sexy fucking snake creature, yeah?
Yeah. Sexy alien. Fucking.
I'm an alien.
shapeshifter. Well, no, not a shapeshifter. There's like an alien inside of a human body and she has babies. It's all about the cycle of life, my friend. She's mating.
Mm. Well, there you go. It's mating season. I don't know. I got nothing else. That's it.
Yeah, that's all I got. I can't think of anything.
Okey-dokey. Well, thank you very much. We'll be back next week. We'll do this shit all over again. And until then, as always, hail Satan.
And hail yourself.